There's just so much news about the Royals happening. In fact, yesterday afternoon, there was even reports that King Charles had passed away, which ultimately that's not the case. We thought, great opportunity to cross to our royalist himself, Gavin Gray in the UK.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, Gavin. Is this really you? How can we tell? Are we in a safe place?
Are we in a safe space? I mean, gosh, isn't it all kicking off, guys? Amazing days we're living in. Everyone questioning everything and lots of rumours circulating on social media.
All right, so let's go back a little ways to bring people in who haven't been following the story, Gavin. We caught up with you last week initially when that photo of Princess Kate and her three children made it to Instagram, and there was a kill order from all the media agencies around the globe. Speculation is absolutely rife that there's a big reason that she's been missing the last couple of months. Then there was footage of her and Prince William going for a walk, which I want to discuss with you in great detail here. And also, the other thing is, in the last 24 hours, the Russians have said that the King Charles has died. What's going on?
Yeah, I know. A complete and utter chaos, it would seem, wouldn't it? And as soon as the royals try anything to do to dampen down the speculation, which is rife on social media, the worse it seems to get. I really do think they are just like frightened rabbits in the headlights, because they just don't know how to counteract the rumours and counter-rumours. And it must be deeply upsetting for them, and indeed relatives and friends who are beginning to wonder probably whether they've been told the truth as well. You know, there's all this talk now that this latest video, which shows Kate shopping with William just down the road from where they live, Adelaide Cottage in Windsor, is stunted up. That in some way there's a well-known professional impersonator that is seen there pretending to be Kate, that it is not Kate at all, it's a body double sort of thing. I mean, this is quite extraordinary. And the more that they try and explain themselves, the worse it seems to get for them.
Gavin, if that was a stunted up piece of footage, why have they got a body double in there? I'm convinced. I'm sorry. I am drinking the Kool-Aid here, man. I am convinced that is not Kate. I've looked at that. It just her face doesn't look like Kate. I don't know what it is, but this is not the Kate that I have seen in videos and pictures and all sorts for the last 10, 15 years across our television screen. I'm convinced.
Are you? Well, I think it does look like her. Let's bear in mind that actually, of course, the focus isn't great on it. The detail isn't great on it. You know, these things are always difficult to believe, aren't they, with AI around now and how you can manipulate images. And, of course, Kate isn't the first person to have manipulated an image, but nor is she new to that particular game, as we now know. But look, I just don't think. I think it's a great conspiracy theory. We love conspiracy theories, but I don't think it's right. And hopefully in a couple of weeks' time, when we get to Easter, we will finally see her back on duty, as she will be right next to and meeting members of the public, and all these rumours will be put paid to. But let us see.
Well, Gavin, I'm thrilled that they're back to top popularity. This is the most popular the royals have been in ages. But I think on a deeper level, this idea yesterday, you know, that we thought that the royals, you know, might make an announcement, that we found out the Russians had claimed that King Charles was dead and he's not. What is the possibility? Like, the successor of that, how would that roll out right now? Like, if King Charles is actually, we know he's not in good health, if he steps down, which is what some people were suggesting the rumour was yesterday, then are we ready for King William? Are we ready for this if Kate doesn't exist or she's trapped under the stairs somewhere? Like, what would happen?
Well, I think that if King Charles were to either pass away or decide to step down, and incidentally, I think the latter is phenomenally unlikely. He's waited for 74 years for his chance, and he's not going to give it up lightly. But if for some reason the crown were to pass to William, to be honest, I think lots of people actually would prefer William as king. I think he's much, much more popular than Charles. Partially, you know, that comes with being a younger person, seen as being more vibrant and in touch with younger people.
Gavin, for you who has lived and breathed the royals for the better part of 150,000 years, like, do you believe we're getting the full truth from the royal family?
I think, what a question. I think we're getting elements of the truth. I don't think we're getting mistruths, but we're only hearing part of the story. For instance, what is Kate actually, what operation did she have?
Mm-hmm.
What cancer does King Charles have? You know, these are questions that I don't think actually we're going to be told anytime soon. And I really do consider that they are in a crisis that they haven't been since Harry announced that he was going off to America with Meghan, since the Prince Andrew crisis.
Well, Gavin, one thing's for certain. Looking at the market photos, I think Will looks like he loves his new wife. He looks super happy with her. So I say, for John.
Kimber, you're going to be in big trouble with this, honestly. I mean, you know, the tentacles of the royals reach far and wide, as we know. Seriously, you think 12,000 kilometres will protect you?
Gavin, I don't know if that was a threat or time to wrap things up. Appreciate you catching up with us, mate, and we look forward to catching you again soon. Thank you so much for joining us, as always.